Talking about the Erickson Public Library on the program today, joined on the phone line by Rhonda Kelly and Candy Nelk. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going? You're inside, aren't you?
Yes, thankfully.
not out in the rain. So, it's been kind of interesting. I know Mr. Z's off. He had another scheduled thing that he had to take care of today. So, we're going to cover all of the things that you guys have going on. Who wants to start out and give me a little rundown? How things wrapped up in April? Because you were busy.
Candy, yeah, you can take that one if you want, Candy.
Oh, sure. We started off the month with Nicole Jonas from Red Granite Farm. We had a really good group of people upstairs. They had gotten some gardening tips, and they picked up some seeds to start their edible landscape gardening around in their yard. We've had ongoing crochet classes, which have been very successful, and so people are, and kids are coming in to learn how to crochet. Penny Vossler's been heading that up, and she's had some really wonderful volunteers. Rhonda's stitching group we reached out to them, and some people stepped up, and so it's almost a one-on-one situation where people can learn how to crochet with kind of a mentor.
Okay.
The Books of the Brewery is going full steam ahead. We had about, I don't know, we had to pull three or four tables together. We're taking over on the second Monday nights of the month, but I think the brewery's okay with that. Andy Bartlett was at the library talking about Shepherd of the Ledges. Carl Fritz.
Carl Fritz Henning was down there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And oh my goodness, his talk was so wonderful. He showed pictures of Henning's journal. He journaled like daily and about the ledges. And that book is just a wealth of information, just drawings and information regarding the park, and that was so fun to hear, since they're we're trying to work with them to promote their 100th anniversary this year. We had the free tree pickups. They came appropriately on Arbor Day, and we gave out over 200 white pine trees.
Wow.
Rhonda had Rosie the Riveter and a successful program upstairs. Eric Foley came and talked about tree planting while the parents could listen to him talk about tree planting. The kiddos had a story time and then did a craft with making a cardboard tree. So
you're busy.
It was a busy month.
It was. And that was just a couple of the highlights that were going on. So a lot of the regular things continued to go on as well, too, regular programs and presentations. So that's really good.
We're going to be busy for May, too, for sure.
I know, yeah. So last year in May, and I'd always referred to May as being one of your transition months, where you kind of come out of one routine of special programming and stuff and get ready for the summer program. And last year, because of your community survey, your participation, really drew attention to mental health, and you really put a lot of effort into that. In fact, I watched as you guys went and got the proclamation from the supervisors. But
that was yesterday.
Yeah, and we are looking to continue this, again, having this opportunity to just create awareness. And the fact that you've got a lot of partners that are really looking forward to making this service available just to the public, just to visit with people.
Yeah, our Activating Community Voices is a program that was developed, and it's facilitated by the Erickson Library with the support of community stakeholders. And it's been going on since 2021. 2021. and it's really grown, and we are very thankful for the community partnerships that we have through this organization. We have a lot of programs going on here at the library this month for Mental Health Awareness Month, but also within the community as well. So just be sure to check our Facebook page, our website calendar. We have calendars here, and we've done up like a one sheet kind of a summary of all the programs going on, because there's so many. So please definitely stop by to check that out. But the next proclamation we have is the Mayor Proclamation, which is which is going to be Monday, May 6th at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And that is at Boone City Hall. If anyone would like to attend, the public is invited. Something else we'd like to point out that is open to the public, and we definitely invite everyone to join in. NAMI is going to be at the DMAC Boone campus in on the second floor in room 200. And they are going to do a presentation, as they did last year, which was great as well. It's an interactive presentation that provides insight into what it's like to live with mental illness. And thanks to the Friends of the Erickson Public Library, Jimmy John's will be serving lunch to all those who attend.
Okay.
So definitely come out and join us. We had YSS here yesterday for a youth program for our Early Out Day, and they will be back again for the second Early Out, which is Wednesday, May 15th, and that program at 2 p.m., and that program is called Popcorn with Friends, and it's creating recipes for healthy friendships, and they're going to be adding ingredients together and making a friendship popcorn mix that they'll get to enjoy after talking about healthy friendships and relationships. So that's and then we will have Lego Club, as we usually do on that day, following that program. So Lego Club will be at 3 p.m. That day following the YSS program.
Okay.
Keep
going. I mean, I know this is just the surface of what's coming up here. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So this Saturday, we do have the first Saturday story time, and it's a special one this Saturday because it is Free Comic Book Day. So we want to give a huge shout out to our friends at Mayhem Comics in Ames. They are providing us with the comics to give out to our patrons free. So everybody come on out, one per person, and they will be on the children's department and on the main floor. And along with that, because it's May the 4th be with you, we're having a Star Wars story time with a special guest. Darth Vader and a Jedi will be here at the library. And there is a special program following story time at 10:30 called Jedi Academy. And there are a few spots left. Last time I looked, and whoever signs up for that will get to keep a lightsaber.
Oh.
So, yeah, exactly. So sign on up. Kids only, though. as the adults would love to do that. I know it's tempting. But they can come watch.
Sure.
And then we are moving. Typically, we'd have the story time on the third Saturday, but we're actually moving it to the second Saturday because May is a very busy month for most people. And that is Mother's Day weekend. So we're doing a special gardening story time that day. And Mr. Z will be reading gardening stories. And the Boone County Democrats will be here handing out free tomato plants after that story time. So that's really special and fun. So come on out with your moms and enjoy a special gardening story time.
All right.
Yeah, and to coincide with the Mental Health Awareness Month, Emma's Elegance, which is a local holistic healing shop here in Boone, they will be doing a meditation and sound healing program here on Wednesday, May 22nd at 6 p.m. So thank you to Heather Davis for providing us with that program. That is under the Activating Community Voices umbrella as well, and all ages are welcome. And it's a chance to come and experience this stress-relieving practice. So just come on out if you have always wanted to try it or if you've done it before and you just want to come and utilize that for some stress relief. We encourage you to do that. And the other program I want to point out is I'm sure we've all heard in the news that George Strait is coming to Ames. I think the last time he was in Ames was 1999, maybe. So it's been a long time.
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time. So we are having a George Strait movie night at the library on Tuesday, May 14th at 5:30. And Hy-Vee is very generously giving us a cake to have at that event. It is 4 days before George's birthday. So we thought, you know what, let's have some cake because it's always a good reason to have cake, right?
We'll have a party, yeah.
Exactly. So I very luckily have had the chance twice in my life to meet George Strait. The first time I was 7, the second time was in 2006. And this does kind of coincide with Mental Health Awareness Month because as a child I had a lot of anxiety and his music really calmed me and made me happy. So I was always playing his records as a child and I got to tell him, you know, how he just helped make me happy. And that was really fun. So I have lots of memorabilia that he personally signed to me, including a signed guitar. So I will have all that on display that night, and then we will watch Pure Country together. So, all yeah, right. So come on out.
Have a good time. That's right.
Yeah.
So those are just some of the things that you have going on, mostly kid-related, kid or family-related. Do you have some for the teens and tweens in there?
Yeah.
Because they're getting ready to finish school here.
They are. So Annie's Foundation, very generously, has donated books for the teen and tween book box this month. It won't be the traditional box that they're used to getting because they will get to keep the book. So we're very thankful, and they can start picking those up Monday, May 20th. And last I looked, there's a few more spots left because you do need to register for mm-hmm. that. So if you'd like to receive that book, please hop on our website calendar and sign up. We also have our kid and tweens yoga series that we started. I had someone here yesterday see the poster for it, and they're all excited because it's going to have a Minecraft theme this time. Which is really fun. So thanks to Cosmic Kids for allowing us to share their yoga practices. We pull it up on the one screen, and it's very interactive and story-related and very visually dynamic for the kids and tweens, so it keeps them, it's fun. It's not, you know, not just about sure. moving around, but having fun too. So, and that is Thursday, May 16th at 4 p.m. And then, of course, we have our anime manga club, yeah. Wednesday, May 22nd at 4 p.m. Come on out, eat some ramen. We have an anime puzzle that I will put out if you'd like to try your hand at that. We usually watch an anime, and I usually pull all of the new manga that we have in so that they can see what new has arrived at our collection that they can check out.
And they follow along, don't they?
They do. Yeah. They do. That's a pretty popular genre here.
Okay, good. That's busy. Candy, are we going to just reserve the... the brewery downtown here and for our next book club thing?
Yeah,
you got to start putting these tables together. It's gonna be, you're filling it up.
We are. It's so funny because for a while there were a couple of people that kind of sat off at another table, and then eventually they kind of filled it over and said, can we join this group? And we're like, well, yeah, of course. And
sure.
So yeah, it's kind of breeds itself. Like, people are like, oh, what's going on over there? So yeah, we're excited about that.
All right, so good. What do you got going on?
Well, I kicked off May as Mental Health Month last night with a group upstairs where they could come and do diamond art, and we kind of laughed about it last night. But I said, you know, this is supposed to be relaxing, even though it's kind of tedious with all the little numbers and the diamond pieces. But I think people had a good time. We have... we had about 27 people sign up, and I'll have extra kits and watch our Facebook page and when they become available, and then you can just stop in and pick it up as a grab and go. But, yeah, it was just kind of a relaxing time. People chatted while they worked, and it was a good time. The Dementia Support Group will be meeting this Saturday at 11 o'clock in the fireplace room. They have changed their meeting time, so now instead of Monday evenings, they will only be at the library on Saturdays, the first and third Saturday of every month at 11 o'clock. So if you have, if you're a caregiver of someone with dementia and you just need an hour break or you need to chat with some other folks, come on in. This month she'll be talking about caring for the caregiver. So I hope you can join. Heidi Kennedy leads that group, and it's just a nice group of people that come I think it's helping them.
She's been in it long enough to know that caregivers do need a break once in a while.
Exactly. And yeah. And we're just trying to offer an hour of their time. And so Saturday, the first and third Saturdays at 11.
Sure. Okay.
We have a new group starting to come into the library. We're partnering with Community and Family Resources. They'll be there in the IMAC lab on the first floor, the first and third Tuesdays. At 10 a.m. till noon, if you have a gambling or substance abuse problem or someone in your life does and you just need to talk to someone, it's a confidential, you don't have to sign up, you just walk in. Mm-hmm. And I believe Jen McAvoy will be there on Tuesday.
Okay.
And you'll be able to chat with her. So, yeah, that's an opportunity that we're offering twice a month starting on Tuesday.
Yeah, a great way for people to learn a little bit about that service, what they have, without having to go through the process of getting all signed up and going through everything. So
right, a local service, and, you know, just free to the public, just come on in and chat a while.
Sure.
So, no pressures. RSVP also comes on the first and third Tuesdays of every month, and they sit at this front table from 10 to 11. She will not be able to be there this Tuesday. She'll be there on Wednesday at 10, but otherwise Amber talks about the volunteer opportunities that are in our community and in our county. So if you are new here, or maybe you're recently retired and you're looking for something to do, she has some great ideas. So stop in and chat with her.
All right.
I did want to mention that the event NAMI at DMAC is on Thursday the 9th.
Okay.
In case mention that.
No.
And thank you, Candy.
And next week is the last week that Mr. Z will be doing any in-house story times. After that, we're all busy trying to get ready for summer reading.
No! So. Say it ain't so.
Yes, it is. I have Senior Life Solutions, Heidi Kennedy. She comes back to the library on the second Tuesday. We're trying to get this program kicked off. So instead of going to the hospital, you can just stop in, and she'll have some ideas and games. This time we're going to play bingo in the fireplace room at 1 o'clock on Tuesday the 14th. So if you're a senior or you like to play bingo, just stop in. We'll have a good time and offer some prizes that day.
All right.
Then it's getting to be that time of year where we're starting to think about signing up for Medicare. And Tucker Mitchell will be back at the library on Friday the 17th at noon. He'll talk about Medicare options. He'll answer your general questions. And for all those that attend, we'll have a drawing for a $5 Dutch Oven bakery gift certificate. Mm-hmm. So stop in. Ask him your questions. Maybe you're thinking about changing something in your plan, or when the open enrollment period comes up later this year. But he likes to stop in, and he'll be here monthly now to talk to people.
All right, good.
Writer's Workshop is on the third Saturday at 9:30, and I'm so excited about this group. One of the members just told me that she received a fellowship go work at the Smithsonian for 6 months.
Whoa.
And it's like this caliber of people are coming to Writer's Workshop and can help you and mentor you. And it's just wonderful to see. We've had so many people that have written a book, and they have valuable insights that they can share with you, even if it's just proofreading your story.
Sure.
You can email me the story. I let you email 4 pages, and then I print them off and have them available, and other people can read what you've written and give you some insight into how maybe you could change that or make it better, or even just proofread it.
Sure. That's
Craft Donation Day is
what do we have?
I'm struggling here.
Second,
it's on the
13th.
Second and fourth Mondays, but we are closed Monday the 27th.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So we will not be, you will not be able to bring things that day. Our table is always looking for things, as well as our houseplant swap table. It's looking a little bare right now, but please feel free to bring in houseplants or seedlings. Always glad to put them on our table. Seed catalogs going well. People coming in to get seeds. I don't know how well it's going to go to plant them, but
yeah, well, we'll get there. It'll get there.
We'll get there. Adult book discussion is again always on the third Tuesday of the month. We also have a craft night that night. I think it's almost full. It's to make a spring wall pocket. We offered it last month as well. It's very popular, and so check our website calendar to see if there's any spaces left. If not, please go ahead and register, because invariably somebody drops out or has to cancel, and I always go to the wait list first to offer the next spot to you.
Okay.
So, early online, we're offering online and paper registration for summer reading on Beanstack this year. It'll start Tuesday the 28th. So you can come in, you can register. Everybody that registers this year, children, teens, adults, if you register, you can. There'll be tables on each floor where you can choose a free book.
Sure. Ooh.
Might be used, might have been a donated book, might be one we've discarded, but everybody come in. At least you can get a free book.
Get a free book.
Even if you don't do anything else in the program.
Yeah.
Free book.
Yep.
And finally, on Wednesday the 29th, we are partnering with Municipal Band this year to bring you some stories when it's Kids Night later in June, and to tell you about our summer reading and highlight the events that are coming up each week. You'll also be able to, I believe, get a library card if you don't already have one, or you can update your library card. We'll have the capabilities there to do that. And so, yeah, we're excited to partner with Boone Municipal Band again this
Come
year.
Back out. Be a part of the fun, yes.
Part of the fun.
All right. So before I let you go, give me a highlight or two of what we're talking about for summer reading, okay? The summer program. When are we starting? Who wants it? Rhonda, when's the carnival?
The carnival is the first Monday of June, which I believe is June the 3rd. Is that correct, Candy?
Yep.
June
3rd?
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So that is our kickoff carnival. The other kind of big event that we do is our annual Aircon, and that is going to be the second Saturday in July, same as we had it last year. That seemed to go pretty well, and that is, I believe, July 13th.
Yes.
So that's kind of our two biggies. The theme this year is Read, Renew, Repeat. So we're going to do kind of a lot based around, you know, conservation, nature, reusing, recycling. I have a couple really fun recycled crafts for mm-hmm. the teens lined up. The other big thing I'd love to point out is in June, there's a lot of fans of Bridgerton, and they're just about to release their third season. So we're having a garden party. On Tuesday, June the 11th at 6 o'clock, there'll be refreshments. Dave Swenson is coming and going to be playing some classical music for us on his violin. And if it's bad weather, we'll just move it inside. But hopefully we can be outside because, you know, a garden party is good outside. There'll be outdoor games, so it is a family-friendly event. And it will be 2 days before they release the last episodes of Season 3. So it's kind of a good way to come out and just have fun with other fans. And it is based on a book series by Julia Quinn. So that's our literary tie.
There we go. That's there. And, Candy, you said people should start signing up for the summer reading, what, the 28th? They can start signing?
28th of May, you can do that. You can either come in and get a paper copy, or you can register on Beanstack. And if you don't know how to do that, stop in. We can help you. We can help you set up an account.
Show them how to get through that whole thing,
Yep, and we'll have a few concerts at the pavilion. And we also have John Rosa come in. He'll be talking about recycling, and if you're maybe confused about what things you can recycle or take to the landfill, he'll be at the library to talk about that. We have a beekeeper coming in to talk about keeping bees. And we have a local author, Rosa Miller. She'll be talking about her book. So, yeah, we too are trying to talk about all the things you can reduce, reuse, recycle, and we try to do that in our crafts and just focus on some of those things this summer.
Going to be busy at the library and all summer long, the way it sounds. But month of May, mental health awareness. Again, pay attention to the different programs and different services available. We've got a lot of great partners that are making services available. And really, just for a lot of people, just making contact and getting started, this is the easy first step. You can do it at the library.
Yep, we're just hoping that, you know, people reach out, and if you have questions, feel free to ask anybody at one of the desks.
All right. Thanks very much for joining us today and letting us know. And don't forget, folks, Memorial Day, the 27th, library will be closed. Thanks so much. Yep. And you guys have a great day. Stay dry. And we'll visit with you again next month. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Rhonda Kelly, Candy Nelk on our program for you today here on KWBG.